It was so good seeing the French cows in Ohio once again.
No, the French cows are in Indiana.
No, they were.
I thought they were in Ohio.
No.
Were they in Indiana?
They were in Indiana. Evidently, the spiders are French in Indiana as well.
The spiders are French?
Bonnie decided to tell the spider story.
Oh, God.
You know the spider story. Mm. Well, the one where the spider the size of a 9-inch, pie.
Serrated knife.
Yeah. was licking its fangs at me.
Yeah, yeah.
In the backseat of her car. And then she had to pull over on that gravelly thing.
And then you jumped out like a little...
No, she
She jumped out laughing.
She jumped out laughing, flung the car door open. She had to wrestle it to the ground, right?
Yeah, I remember that. I was with Scott Kay, and I remember that was a really... I mean, we were standing there like, you know, what do we do, you know? I mean, so I was, right. I'm right behind you, Bonnie. Take him out. Take him out.
Right, right. And anyway, she told the story.
Yeah.
And then, was it Steve? I don't remember. Somebody said, decided to pretend to be the spider. And evidently the spider has a French accent.
Does it?
And he smokes cigarettes, and he throws gang signs.
He does
throw seven at a time.
Seven
at a time? Yeah.
That's serious right there.
Yeah, that's serious. That
would really confuse a gangster, for real.
I know.
If a car full of gangsters drove by this giant spider, and he was like, you know, sup, dude, sup, sup,
exactly.
And he like threw all this stuff out. They'd be like, you know, would they shoot him? Wouldn't they shoot him? What were the gangsters?
What do you do? I know.
What are we to do as gangsters with
this
spider?
Evil, red-eyed, cigarette-smoking French spider throwing gang signs.
My
I don't know.
Interesting weekend.
Yeah,
interesting.
That was an interesting weekend.
It's just as interesting as this weekend.
So. Just in case you guys didn't know,
ooh, yes.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And we're in trouble.
Why are we in trouble? What do we do?
I'm sick.
Yeah, okay, what's going to happen tonight, guys? Doug.
Doug
is not feeling too well.
Doug is feeling very poorly.
Yeah, he started to get sick last night while we were at Mansfield Reformatory. And I don't sound any better, probably. But what we're going to do is we are going to have Rick and Kieran from Life's Gift come on. We're only going to do about 45 minutes with them, though, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to go off the air about 8:15 tonight. We're really sorry, but, you know, Doug needs to get some sleep. He don't look too good right now. He's matching the color of his green shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing my green shirt, my green pants.
He's shivering. He's got an ice pack on his head right now. He just doesn't look too good. So, unfortunately, we're gonna cut off a little early tonight because Doug needs to get some rest.
I got clobbered. And what's interesting is, because, you know, we got down there Friday.
Yeah.
And the reason we went down there Friday after work, Will and I went down Friday, and we met up with Sean of Indiana Ghost Trackers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time. I mean, we got sleep. We laughed a lot. Oh, we laughed a heck of a lot. it was just an amazing night.
Yeah, hang on.
We went back to the hotel, slept
mm-hmm.
a lot. What time did we get up on Saturday? Like 12:30 or 11:30 or 12:30? It was
ridiculous.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
and we had to chase the maid away.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos. Julio Iglesias.
Who showed up at 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
9 a.m.?
Yeah. He
housekeeping?
No, he was
housekeeping.
Oh, God.
And we're like, go away. So he ended up being chased away. And he came back about 11. We're like, you know, come back in half hour. Because we're going to lunch. But right now... And so we got up. We got up at 11:30. So he must come back at 11:30.
Yeah.
But he. So we got up at 11:30. We went out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We drove about 48.2 miles to go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, for some reason, in that area, there's like no restaurants at all.
Oh, it's insane. We weren't even in Mansfield. We were south of there.
I know you guys were, but
we were in glorious Mount Gilead. God's country.
God's country.
That's all I got to say. God's country.
Well, then you're going to get to eat. There's a bed and breakfast somewhere after, like, out on the side of a church or something. Probably.
Man, the only thing they have there is a Knights Inn and a Wendy's.
Oh, man.
And so anyway, we drove 87 miles round trip to get lunch
mm-hmm.
at an Applebee's.
Okay.
And so then, however...
Mm-hmm.
For everybody who's concerned about the energy crisis,
mm-hmm.
right, and the price of oil is like skyrocketing, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
$1.85.
That's pretty cheap for gas nowadays.
Yep, that's in beautiful, magnificent Marion, Ohio. Yeah.
I got gas for $1.99 today, though, in Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was my tank was empty. I mean, I managed.
Kind of sad. I filled up for $2.03 last week.
I managed
stupid.
To.
How do you know?
Yeah, well, I managed to get it into Michigan, and I was on
Ouija
one tank
board
gas.
Board nowadays to predict the gas prices.
I just happened to see the station though, and I'm like $1.99. Oh man, I'm pulling over. I don't care.
Less than two.
I don't care if I'm falling apart, ready to sleep right now. I need to fill my tank up, man. But yeah, I know we couldn't find a restaurant either. It was ridiculous when we got down there because myself and Bonnie.
Why don't you just go to the Pizza Hut?
You know, I couldn't find it. That's where I was going to take everybody, but I couldn't find it.
Well, you go down that road, the State Route 545.
Uh-huh.
You go down that road, south on that road, and then it sort of bends, and you have to go down through this downtown-looking
area.
Yeah,
like the industrial area.
And we turned left, and then we turned right again, and it was there on, like, this hill.
I totally took us, like, out of town, then back in the town, then around town, down every street trying to find a restaurant. We finally
got that was place. That was much later, because what we did is we had gone to lunch at Applebee's and get back to the hotel about 3, and or motel about 3. Oh no, the only thing creaking in that motel was the joints
of the senior
the arthritis the arthritic and rheumatic or whatever joints of the neighbors.
Yeah, it's obvious that the war ended for those people a long time ago. I heard the story of the little dog barking and stuff, and Will was preparing to roast it and eat it.
Oh man! But anyway, so the we went back there, talked to Kelly on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Bonnie and Scott haven't left yet.
What time was that?
Excuse me. Well, we got back. I'm sick, right?
Oh yeah, you're sick.
We got back to the hotel at 3, talked to her about 3:30.
We got on the road about 3:45.
Right. Well, at that particular point,
yeah,
you had called Bonnie at 3:15.
Yeah.
Saying, I know I was supposed to be there at 3, but I'm not there.
At that time, Colleen had me strapped to the bed. Don't get the wrong idea.
Ooh.
She had me strapped to the bed, and she was stuffing me with food.
Ah. And that sounds like my ideal weekend.
I'm like, I gotta go, Kylie. No, you gotta eat some more food. And I'm like, I gotta go. You know, I still have to shower and shave and all this fun stuff, you know. No, you need more food. So, I mean, I got a little
sounds
tired.
Like an ideal weekend to me.
Oh, it was
I
great.
Don't know. Yeah. So, anyway, 3:30. So she says, we're about, you know, an hour away or whatever. I said, okay, I'm taking a nap. So we hung up. I took a nap. They went through clips on the computer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like pre-show stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This pre-show sucked, except for Mr. Poos.
Mr. Poos. But we'll get to him later.
Yeah, I didn't have much time to put anything together for a pre-show.
I know.
Except for Mr. Poos.
I'm sorry. Now that Mr. Poos is in the mix, we're like set for pre-show.
Yeah, for like the rest of our natural lives.
He's broadcasting like five or six.
He does 5 or 6 hours a week of material.
Wow, that's beautiful, dude.
And I think he does it. I don't know if he knows he's funny. I have no idea.
I think he's funny.
I know he's funny.
I think he's really funny, dude.
I think he contributed to a lot of my pain this weekend. Because
I had 21, his first 21 on CD.
Yeah, and so we were laughing on the way down there. Did the weekend, right? We're driving back, of course, Mr. Poos is on.
Full volume in the truck.
And I, of course, am at diminished capacity, you know, because I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to laugh and cough. And hack and throw up and
all at the same time.
Yeah, all at the same time. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, we got down. We did get on the road about 4:15.
How does
four.
He do it?
He's from what I've heard, little I've heard is brilliant. I got to hear more of it.
He has no plan. He just talks for an hour and it's hilarious.
We got on the road about 4:15, like I said, and we cruised. I mean, I flew down. We didn't mess around. We just got down there.
How long did it take you?
2 hours. And that's the only reason it took 2 hours was because I stopped once and, you know, there was construction here and there and stuff I had to deal with. And You know, there's just little things. They could have probably got us there quicker, but without getting us, you know, Cannonball Run style, getting pulled over by the cops every 5 minutes, I got us there as quick as we could. We got down there. We met up with Kelly and Wayne from Enchanted Soul.
It took us 4 hours. Four and a half hours to get there.
And whose truck were you in?
Will's.
Oh. There's a correlation. I see a pattern. I know. Anyways. We've complained
about
that.
You don't have to call a statistician or a mathematician. I don't know.
We got down there, though, and I'm like, let's
And he wasn't driving slowly. I don't understand it.
What were you doing, Will?
I have no idea. I think he
Didn't you take, like, the detour route?
Yeah, we went through Cincinnati somehow. I don't know.
No, why'd you go through Cincinnati?
We went through Finley.
Finley?
It took 15 to US 23.
Why?
Well, that was the most direct route, even according to Microsoft Streets and Trips. Yeah. But
I'm just a turnpike.
Well, I'm telling you, if you can get to Mansfield, you should, because it's a half hour from Mansfield.
Yeah.
You would think it would be 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. Next weekend's going to be a pain in the butt. Everyone's driving separately.
That's going to be, if I can go at all with business and stuff like that. That's a whole different story, too. We got down there, though, and met up with Kelly and Wayne.
Right.
And we said, we're going to eat. Because that's what we do on these trips. We just eat and ghost hunt, basically. That's all that happens. And some sleep happens, too. I'm like, yeah, I know exactly where we're going. No problem at all. Everything's cool. There's a Pizza Hut right down the road. Of course, we mentioned that before the show. I don't know where the hell I took us, but I ended up taking us, like, outside of town, back into town, and, like, all the way through town. I gave Kelly and Wayne and Bonnie a complete scenic tour of Mansfield, Ohio. Downtown, beautiful downtown Mansfield, Ohio. We finally found a place called, like, the Scarf and Fork or something like that. I don't know what the hell it was. I forgot now, which it took us like 45 minutes to get our food. It was pretty rough, right?
Well, now we've been to, you were to, with us, I think, the, what was it, the Demonic Donkey or something?
Demonic Donkey? I think that's in
Dusty
Tijuana.
Old Mule?
The Dusty, yeah, okay.
Oh, the
Dirty Old Mule.
The Dirty Old,
the
yeah.
Dusty Old Mule. I was to the, I don't know, something ear, the tinkling ear or something, some bar, I don't know, and now you were to the Scarf and Fork, this is amazing, all these places we get to go to.
Yeah, all these beautiful restaurants, quality food and service, just, you know, you couldn't ask for anything better.
The ear place was Blues. Club.
Okay.
Well,
that's
nice.
Cool.
It
that's
was awesome.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
I had a great time.
The funniest thing that happened,
that
though,
amazing.
I mentioned this to you yesterday. We left the restaurant. I'm still kind of like, what happened here? But we left the restaurant, and Bonnie and myself walked out first, and Kelly and Wayne were still in there doing something. And I'm like, hey, Bonnie, wait up, because she was in a hurry for some reason. I'm like, Bonnie, wait up. Kelly and Wayne are still on their way out. You know, hang on. So I turn around to look at the, you know, to look at the restaurant, and I hear somebody say, hey, bitch. Or something.
Oh, yeah, you got in a fight.
I didn't get in a fight with anybody. Nothing.
Whatever you call it.
But no, I just turned around. No, it was more of a confusing situation because I heard this, and I turn around, and I look, and I see this guy, this kid staring at me. So I'm staring at this kid, and he's staring at me. And, of course, he's, you know, in a car with his two friends, so he's got the mean look on his face. Like, I'm going to hurt you look. And I'm like,
head on sideways.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'm like sitting there staring at him. I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, why am I looking at this person and why is he looking at me? Well, we kept doing this for like about 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And I finally, Bonnie's like, hey, Scott, you know, just chill. I'm like, well, what's going on? I don't understand. So I walk over to her. I'm like, give me your lighter. I want to, you know, I had a cigarette in my hand. And his friend's smacking him going, dude, leave the guy alone. Don't mess around. He's in camo and a Venom t-shirt. I don't know if you want to mess with that guy. He's got these big, nasty, ridiculous-looking sunglasses on, and he's got his hair pulled back. I don't know. Leave the guy alone. I can see him hitting him, right? So he turns back around, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Then he turns back around. Of course, the light turns green. He drives away. And I'm like, you know, Bonnie, what just happened? I don't know what that guy's problem was. I guess he was talking to me. I'm like, well, apparently your reputation drags it down to here, too. These people know about you also. Amazing. Wow. Word really gets around, huh? So we get on the corner of the street, though, and I realized something. I had an epiphany for a second. I had this epiphany. I'm like, Bonnie, you know what I just did? And she's like, well, why? I'm like, I just defended Your Honor. I just defended Your Honor, Bonnie. And I'm not even dating you. And she's like, oh, yeah. So, of course, the rest of the night was just, you know, abuse Bonnie because I could.
Ah.
And she's like, I hate you. I hate you.
You got a free pass for the night?
Yeah. I hate, wow. You know, I hate you. Well, I defended Your Honor earlier.
Oh, okay.
It was really weird. As far as ghost hunting went, you know, aside from the food and stuff like that, interesting night. Got to meet a lot of great people. A lot of really, I mean, that was what I was really stoked about, was just seeing some people again from the weekend before and meeting some new people from IGT. I don't think anybody down here can say enough good things about it right there. Well put together. Now, this was a private investigation, too.
Mm-hmm.
IGT was able to get Mansfield Reformatory for a private investigation. So it was a very small number of people.
It was a test. So
yeah.
It was a test run. Hopefully,
it was a very small number of people.
Maybe they'll open it up. I don't know.
I loved it, personally. It was very quiet. There was, you know, you're going to have people bleeding around. Big deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, it was quiet. Took a ton of audio. I got like an hour and a half of just like small sessions.
Right.
Just you know, record, dump. Just kept coming back to the laptop, dumping stuff in. And we did a lot of recording last night. Tons of recording was taken. Nobody really came to me last night with like, you know, well, actually, Wayne had this great little experiment he wanted to do. It was really cool.
It was amazing.
We were down in Solitary. I don't know where you were at. Will, where you were. I know you were down there with us, Doug.
We were down there on the other side, yeah.
And Wayne's like, I want to do an experiment. Would you like to come with me? I'm like, okay. So we go over into the supposed haunted cell where the prisoner was murdered by the other inmates. And
the one that we were told.
Yeah,
not,
yeah.
Not the currently thought
of. I don't know what the rumor is, but Wayne sits down, he pulls out this harmonica. I'm like, well, what are you going to do with that, man? Oh, I'm going to play it. I'm gonna run the recorders, and we're gonna play this thing and see what happens.
Oh yeah, by play, you mean blow air into?
Well, this stupid harmonica only had two notes in it,
or suck air out of. I don't know how you work.
I don't know how this thing worked, man. It was like it didn't play. I mean, even I played it, and I'm like, I had like two notes on there to work with. That was it. So I'm like, okay, I gotta get some rhythm going here. Try to get something going. But we did shoot a couple of photos. Wayne had that really cool camera they have with the infrared setup, and he actually shot a night vision shot off the camera. And there's some very, very. I'm going to see if I can get that up on the site. Wayne has it on his camera, of course. It's a very, very bright thing in the corner of the picture. And the thing is, I'm like, well, it's got to be my thumb or somebody's finger or Wayne's finger or something like that. But the lens on this thing is about 14 feet long. So there's no way you can get your finger in front of that lens. It isn't
right.
Like a little flat, one of the little flat digital cameras you can get out, or a little 35mm setup. It's a huge lens, so you can't get your finger in front of it. That's what it's designed for, right? One of the designs. So we're like, well, that don't make any sense. So I'm going to try to get that up on the site. I'm going to get a hold of Wayne and see if he can put that up for people to take a look at that also. I'm going to have to review the audio once we pull it off your laptop.
Right.
And we have some off of your...
That ain't happening tonight.
Not tonight.
But
not tonight.
I'll make a CD tomorrow.
You know, and I'm going to report whatever I... if I don't report anything, it means I didn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, well, you didn't do anything, man. I'm like, no, I reviewed it all, and there was just nothing on there that I thought was anomalous.
Or there might be, so we'll report.
You know, so
yeah.
I'm going to report it if there's something that I found that I think was anomalous, you know. What I could do is just crunch this stuff to MP3 and throw it up on the... Okay, you download, you listen to it, you see if you can find something. That might be an idea for people to check out.
Yeah.
That might be an idea. I was actually considering that.
I can't even imagine how boring that's going to be for like 99 million people.
They're interested in it, though. They want to try to pull something out.
I mean, nine people. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. When I get that audio off your laptop...
All right.
You can throw it to MP3 or whatever. I'm going to take the audio from this session at Mansfield Reformatory, the stuff that I recorded. I'm going to label it and date stamp it, which, you know, off of what it was originally recorded from, or the date, time, and everything, all that fun stuff. And I'm going to put it up on the server.
Okay.
If people want to download it and listen to it and see, I'm going to do the same thing, too. I'm going to report it. I'll report if I find anything. If you guys find something, email it over, clip it out, tell me where it's at, I'll pull it out, and we'll listen to it also and see if we can find something.
Cool.
That sounds like a nice little project we can do with this thing that'll get you guys involved to check this thing out, too. Because I took a lot of audio, man. It's all, and the thing is, it's only like little five-minute sessions, though. It isn't like one big, long, huge, giant file. It's a bunch of little ones, so it might be a little easier to digest that way.
Right.
That might be a little bit easier to work with. So, yeah, let me get on top of that this week. And
what time is it?
We got about 5 minutes. We got a few minutes.
Well, let me do some announcement things.
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
If I forget, I'll just, like, take some more NyQuil or something. So let's do the, this is Ghostly Talk. We are broadcast live on Sunday nights.
You're so drooping, man. It's like,
I don't know what it is. I'm
really excited to be here. This is Ghostly Talk.
It's not my night. No, that's all I got to say. But, yeah, we're broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern, even when we're sick. And we're broadcast on Pioneer Network. That's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net. Our own website, of course, is www.ghostlytalk.com. And if you're not in the chat rooms already, there's all kinds of folks in the chat rooms. You can get there if you're a member of our site on the Java IRC chat link thing on our page sometimes. Or you can go to pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net, and click on the text chat link in the control unit thing down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And there's all... What'd you do? You went to rolo.net? Well, you went to pioneer.rolo.net, and that's
not,
what it looks like?
No, Pioneer's not coming up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, we lost our corporation.
The corporation went away.
Pioneer.rolo.net is... gone.
Apparently.
So, there we go.
Jeff, where you at? Hello, Jeff. Anybody out there?
Oh, well. Anyway.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So you can't do that. Don't do that now. But do that some other week if you get a chance.
Yeah, sometimes it's like it goes down every once in a while.
Of course, there's always people at IndianaGhosts.com. Are they .com
or
.org? I don't know. There's a link on our site.
Go to the link. People expect us to remember all these stupid URLs. Man, you know.
GhostlyTalk.com, and then there's a link.
I can't remember how to tie my shoes correctly half the time. You guys only remember all this complex information, man.
And Indiana Ghost has a chat thing going on.
Yeah,
they always chat about it.
Yeah.
Or you can get the MIRC stuff, any IRC client.
Mm-hmm.
And go into Pound Pioneer Radio on Undernet.
Yeah.
That'll do it too.
Very good, very good. So that was an interesting weekend, though. I mean, we did a lot of just prowling around that place, which was really good to do because normally, and even the people that were there, the volunteers that I spoke to, who were great. Frank was awesome. Frank was the head guy there last night, and he was absolutely phenomenal because he's a ghost hunter too.
He's a ghost hunter.
He told us that when I'm going to be very honest. The last time we were there, and they did like the speech. You know, they have to go through the rules, and stuff like that. Frank was very, very flat and very cool about it. He said, I'm a ghost hunter, too. I know that who I have here right now are all ghost hunters, and I don't think I have to go through all the common sense rules with you. I think you guys know what you need to do.
Because we follow all those rules all the time.
Yeah, we follow all those rules. We follow the protocols. I don't think I need to go through all these goofy rules, like don't steal stuff, don't break stuff, don't run around there. That's what kindergartners do.
Right.
Okay. He's like, I'll just go through the obvious things, and then we'll get you guys on the road. And it was very simple. There wasn't a half an hour thing, about how you're going to be thrown to the pit of hell if you do anything.
Go on the tour. Did you go on the tour?
No, we didn't. Me and Will were just like freelancing. Even Frank was like, so you guys know your way around here? We're like, yeah. He's like, well, go right ahead and go and do whatever you want to do. No problem.
Oh, man.
So we walked around. We walked. Me and Will both did that.
I went on the tour. I'm like, all right.
We group hopped, but
I've been here four times. That was my fourth time, and I'm like on a tour of the place.
I just wanted to walk around and see what was opened up now, and we found a few new places that were opened up.
Yeah, there were.
The TV ward was opened up. The
Jesus room.
There was all these new places that were opened up, and I kind of want. I find that the last few times we went, I always get a good feel for it. If I do it myself, and just to kind of like let my memory come back of where I'm supposed to go and how I get through and stuff like that. So this time I wasn't as good as I used to be. I got lost everywhere this weekend. I was lost on Downriver this weekend. I was lost in Ohio this weekend. I was even lost in Mansfield Reformatory this weekend. I don't know what my brain was doing.
Wow.
But myself and Will just kind of cruised around and kind of like just shadowed the groups and stuff. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? What are you guys doing by yourself? Oh, we're just... walking around here, just having some fun, whatnot.
Well, I had a good time, but I got sick, so,
yeah,
over that.
You're kind of drooping. Wait, how'd you get him sick?
It's his fault. Yeah, I've been blaming everybody about everything. So this I
Well, how is it Will's fault?
Well, he's the one who I was feeling fine until the tuberculosis ward. So I blame it on the tuberculosis ward. And who made me go up there? Will.
Hmm.
I mean, he forced me. I was kicking and screaming, and he...
Did he drug you up the 2 400-foot flights of stairs?
He pushed me up the...
He pushed you?
Yeah, and there's like 9,000 steps.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous to go up the... I couldn't believe it. We're both just like... Myself and Sean went up there, and we're like... What's going on, man? It was... You're like right...
He went up there twice, and Bonnie went up there twice.
Oh, really? It's an interesting room.
I went up there once, and I ain't never going back. So, and not because I'm scared or it's haunted, but because the...
There's something nasty up there.
I mean, yeah, there's we're not legionnaires about... and stuff. So, I'm not doing that no more.
Tell you, when we go to a break...
Ah, good idea.
We're going to get Rick and Karen on the line.
Yeah.
I'm life skipped.
I'm going to chug some NyQuil.
He's going to chug some NyQuil.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're only going to go until about 8:15 tonight. We're really sorry, guys, but Doug needs to get some sleep, and... Doug don't ever miss work, so you know. And I'm talking about ghostly talk. He don't ever miss work, so we're gonna let him go crash out tonight. So hang tight. We got some stuff. We're gonna pay the bills here and all that fun stuff, and just chill out. We'll be right back with Rick and Karen from Life's Gift.